Meditation. It's not what you think. It might be good to clarify a few common misunderstandings about meditation right off the bat. First, meditation is best thought of as a way of being rather than as a technique or a collection of techniques. This doesn't mean that there aren't methods and techniques associated with meditation practice. There certainly are. In fact, there are hundreds of them, and we will be making good use of some of them. But without understanding that all techniques are orienting vehicles, pointing at ways of being in relationship to the present moment and to one's own mind and one's own experience, we can easily get lost in techniques and in our misguided but entirely understandable attempts to use them to get somewhere else and experience some special result or state that we think is the goal of it all. Such an orientation can seriously impede our understanding of the full richness of meditation practice and what it offers us. So it's helpful to just keep in mind that above all, meditation is a way of being, or you could say, a way of seeing, a way of knowing, even a way of loving. Second, meditation is not relaxation spelled differently. That doesn't mean that meditation is not frequently accompanied by profound states of relaxation and by deep feelings of well-being. Of course it is, or can be, sometimes. But mindfulness meditation is the embrace of any and all mind states in awareness without preferring one to another. From the point of view of mindfulness practice, pain or anguish, or for that matter, boredom or impatience or frustration or anxiety or tension in the body, are all equally valid objects of our attention if we find them arising in the present moment, each a rich opportunity for insight and learning and potentially for liberation rather than just signs that our meditation practice is not, quote, succeeding because we're not feeling relaxed or experiencing bliss in some moment. We might say that meditation is really a way of being appropriate to the circumstances we find ourselves in any and every moment. If we are caught up in the preoccupations of our own mind in that moment, we cannot be present in an appropriate way, or perhaps at all. We will bring an agenda of some kind to whatever we say or do or think, even if we don't know it. This doesn't mean that there won't be various things going on in our minds, many of them chaotic, turbulent, painful, and confusing, if we start training to become more mindful. That is the nature of the mind and of our lives at times. But we do not have to be caught by those things or so caught up in them that they color our capacity to perceive the full extent of what is going on and what is called for, or color our capacity to perceive that we have no idea what is really going on or what might be called for. It is the non-clinging, and therefore the clear perceiving, and the willingness to act appropriately within whatever circumstances are arising that constitute this way of being that we are calling meditation. It's actually not uncommon for people who know little of meditation except what they have gleaned from the media to harbor the notion that meditation is basically a willful inward manipulation akin to throwing a switch in the brain that results in your mind going completely blank. No more thought, no more worry. You are catapulted into the meditative state, which is always one of deep relaxation, peace, calm, and insight, often associated with concepts of nirvana in the public's mind. This notion is a serious, if totally understandable, misperception. Meditation practice can be fraught with thought and worry and desire and every other mental state and affliction known to frequent human beings. It's not the content of your experience that is important. What is important is our ability to be aware of that content, and even more, of the factors that drive its unfolding and the ways in which those factors either liberate us or imprison us moment by moment and year in, year out. While there's no question that meditation can lead to deep relaxation, peace, calm, insight, wisdom, and compassion, and that the term nirvana actually refers to an important and verifiable dimension of human experience, it is never what one thinks, and what one thinks is never the whole story. That's one of the mysteries and attractions of meditation. Yet sometimes, even seasoned meditators forget that meditation is not about trying to get anywhere special, and can long for or strive for a certain result that will fulfill our desires and our expectations. Meditation is not about trying to get anywhere else. It is about allowing yourself to be exactly where you are and as you are, and for the world to be exactly as it is in this moment as well. This is not so easy, since there is always something that we can rightly find fault with if we stay inside our thinking. And so there tends to be great resistance on the part of the mind and the body to settle into things just as they are, even for a moment. That resistance to what is may be even more compounded if we're meditating because we hope that by doing so, we can effect change, make things different, improve our own lives, and contribute to improving the lot of the world. That doesn't mean that your aspirations to effect positive change, make things different, improve your life, and the lot of the world are inappropriate. Those are all very real possibilities. Just by meditating, by sitting down and being still, you can change yourself and the world. In fact, just by sitting down and being still, in a small but not insignificant way, you already have. But the paradox is that you can only change yourself or the world if you get out of your own way for a moment and give yourself over and trust in allowing things to be as they already are, without pursuing anything, especially goals that are products of your thinking. How can we do this? Precisely by being with what is for a moment and trusting what is deepest and best in yourself, even if it doesn't make any sense to the thinking mind. It is awareness that we fall into when we stop trying to get somewhere or to have a special feeling and allow ourselves to be where we are and with whatever we are feeling right now. Awareness itself is the teacher, the student, and the lesson.